We read Talmud Ten Sefirot, the volume 6, part 16, the page Bet Lamed Bet, the paragraph Resh Aleph. We read the preparation from the Prichacham, and what is lacking is to strengthen, to reinforce the service of Torah, and the evil beginning which only can exist in heart which is free of wisdom, and be most carefully to stay lazy, because this is the heaviest clipper in the whole world, because it's related to your action, and when you really become lazy, it's another feature counts, which you become sad. And the future of those who are really moving in the right way is that's always in joy. Paragraph Resh Aleph. We already identified that the question of lacking of life, disappearance of life in Erech HaPinder Salut, in holiness, brings the lacking inside of the Zerampin and the world of Briyah, where this light was also concealed in Abba. It's also lead to lacking in Zerampin, in brackets Erech HaPinder, which is also diminished, and in Yetzirah the Ima also diminished in such a way that in Asiyah the level of Avodah Kedushah also diminished. And now in Asiyah there is nothing but Erech HaPinder, which is stayed there. One more time, Reshayan. And we already identify that the question of the disappearance of light in Erech HaPinder, in its Lord of the Holiness, lead to the diminish of the Nukva de Zerampin of the light, and in Briyah is also this light was concealed in Abba, which illuminates, and it's also lead to diminishing and further of presence of light, which basically is restricted his size, and Yetzirah is lowered his levels as well. In Asiyah, this level even lower becomes to such a low level of holiness, and in Asiyah there is nothing but Erech HaPinder, which is in this world. Or Pnimi, in the second paragraph. In Briyah, there is light was concealed in Abba, and it was there. It's also lead to the further diminishing of Erech HaPinder, which is located in Zerampin. And it's still, and because Zerampin, the Briyah, is not diminishing itself, on contrary, he become bigger than Ima, because he has Makiv, the surrounding light, and Ima doesn't have Makiv, surrounding light, and that's why weakening it become even more in this place in Zerampin, and only Erech HaPinder becomes so little in Atzilut that it's almost disappear and not illuminates, but through the Abba Ve'ima, and he talks about it that in Briyah there is also light. Abba was concealed, and now it's lack of Rosh which brings Erech HaPinder lacking and diminishing even further than he had in Atzilut. And then Chesed Gvura Tiferet become like Rosh, which open and is no light in it, but something which has been really disclosed in here in Erech HaPinder, it was lowing, and we need to really identify what happened here. The thing is that the most important diminishing happened in Briyah, because this is concealment of Ab, and Ab, since it become true, and only in Chochmah Erech HaPinder, which is not illuminates even in the world of Atzilut, and all the Mochin De'ak of the world of Atzilut calls the Mochin De'abba. And since Bina comes out of Rosh Erech HaPinder and becomes Garon, then Man of Low One really brings upon himself the Chochmah, and because it comes with the Hisronot of External One, the needs of the Low Ones, then of course it really connects to Chochmah, and that's why illumination comes from above. It's called the Bina comes to Chochmah, and brings it back, and also and again become Chokhmah, and from Garon de Cherehampin, and this is the whole light of Chokhmah and Atzilut, and they get elevated together with Abba Vayima, which is dressing on Chagat Nei, and become Gar. Abba Vayima, which is dressed on Bina, Garon de Zerampin, de Cherehampin, they also elevated together with Bina and dresses on Rosh de Cherehampin. And it's called Ab de Mazel. And those Mohin called Ab de Mazel, as it's become clear. And in relation to this, Ab de Mazel also disclose and completely disappear in the place of Asak, which in Eva Debriya, because it's already lower than previous state, and it's impossible that this light can illuminate below Parsa, because it's no light below Parsa, and this is also leading even to further diminishing in this world, and because his Hagad also become as disclosed Rosh and do not illuminate at all, and because they really are rotten and not capable to be elevated in the world of Atzilut in order to elevate Abba Vayima and Mohin Abde Azla, we will find that only Nei, they illuminate in Bria, and through such a process, the smallening of Arihampin also brings changes in Abba. Rav, make sure that you understand Abba. This is instead of to make Zivuk on true Rishimot, on Pchina Bina, Gimel, Arihampin, through it, instead of it, drops from its level to the level of Bina, and does Zivuk on Pchinut Bet, on the second stage. And all the walls, consequently, they descend from Arihampin. There is a drop into Bria, and from Ima Deshut in the Shut Zon, and so forth. And accordingly, in all the levels, this state, it's probably very difficult for us to study in order to not study to Rosh Dei Arihampin, the elevation and descension. They all defined, all the results defined according to the Rosh Dei Arihampin, because it's by itself conceals, and in such a concealment, when they elevated to up, then of course in their place they feel the Hisaron, the needs, and from it we can understand in our question what we lack in dissension and accession. There's completely opposite things, and even though they are supporting each other, to the degree they elevated up, they of course disclose the needs below, and those needs below, they awaken Kilim for the ascension, and the light which illuminates must define the darkness, not only just shut down all the needs, but define the darkness, and we see as a result that even though there is ascension, the man took place, the correction took place, the fulfillment took place, all those fulfillments and corrections take place only in a place where they unite, build, and in opposite place where they could not be disclosed in relation, but they must be disclosed, the opposite happened. The more correction take place in one place, then of course we have a disclosure of needs in the other place. For example, we're in a class, in school room, and I look at my friends, and I'm a lazy guy, and I'm a really loser, and I'm not so smart, and I want also that they're lacking and don't have such a muzzle like in their life, and I want them to be like me. So if I will feel that they are more luckier than me, become bigger than me, of course I am in relation to this, because I'm not doing anything, I'm a lazy guy. I will look also that I'm getting worse. So no matter what, my state is really influencing those people, and of course, even though I'm worse than them, if I will feel, for example, that they're also on my level. So this result of influence of light and kilim, which can be elevated in the world of absolute, and they can be really trigger certain things in upper world, they of course trigger the opposite forces under parsa. Under parsa, they will feel that they need to reveal the reasons of all those things. Why the revelation of reasons of all those things? Because it was partial correction only. And this two-way process really helps. The correction above, below is lacking of something. Now we will have to really go through question and answers later. I want to just finish this part, and then we will start to study questions and answers. So, the page Bet Lamed Gimel, the words of Ari, the paragraph Rash and Aleph. So, the most important place of seeking of Klipot is the lower third. But even though in others also Klipa exists, and it's also like elevation in the holiness in inner part, when the inner part becomes the external part of upper ones, and through it receives the illumination and sweetness. The same as Klipot, they elevated the same process, and inner parts become the external part of upper ones, and through it they obtain sweetener and do not stick to others. It means that the most important place of the adhesion of Klipot is the lower third of all the worlds, but in other seven is also Klipa exists, and it's like elevation of holiness when internal part of the lower one become external part of the upper one, and through it receives the illumination, and through it it becomes obtains sweetness, and the same in Klipot, they elevate the same way when the internal part becomes external part of our upper ones, and through it it obtains sweetening and do not really drag themselves after him. And like it, there is elevation in holiness. It's the same in Klipot and explanations. When Asiyah elevates in Yetzirah, Atik disappear of Klipot, and only Arihampin stays in Yetzirah. And when Yetzirah elevates in Bria, only Abavaima stays there. But when Bria elevates in Atzilut, the Abavaima also disappear, and only Zonde the Chotem stays. And this is a result of a continuous elevation. He do not even take into calculation his relationship with the upper one. Why do we have Klipot, which sticks to Zad? Why? Because it's a kilim of reception. Till Chazer of each Partsuf, we have relatively in like correction of Abavayim in the zone. Why? Because Ima continue Raglaim, and Gelgalteinayim, the zone of Gelgalteinayim, receives the covering of Chafetz Chesed. And the same place happened in all the worlds, where illumination comes from above, and the external part of the upper ones is internal part of the inner part of inner one, and when the upper one and Gilgalchinayim of the lower one, it gives him a protection. And some kind of strengthening. In fact, it's strengthening is nothing but sticking to the Kedusha. When the force of resistance comes in, it's called Tanaim. It means that the forces become separated, and they become separate in them. Meaning that Klipa, we shouldn't really. Because in spiritual, of course, it's only names external part, internal part. The sticking process from inside, from outside. We split the soul and different parts, which it seems to us maybe from externally that this is a different part of one thing. But we should forget that klipa and holiness, all those categories, they are in the same goof. It's called the neshama. And we say Neidi Kilim, the lower three Kilim, there is place of adhesion of Klipa, meaning that in this part Kilim is not corrected and do not feel feel rest. They have relation to Rason Likabel, not the intention of the bestowal to use it. And now we will, who's responsible? Well, it seems like the responsible world elevated from Parsa above, and of course all the forces, all the unclean forces, they get weaker and disappear when such elevation taking place. And then it's called there is law, the evil lacking in absolute. And of course when they elevated above, when they disappear, the klipa disappear in the bia, and even though still klipa is related to the world of Atzilu, but it's already located under Parsa. And since the Atzilu depends on the actions of the lower ones, till they correct it completely, it's really stays as a lek, as a hisaron in Atzilu. And this is felt as klipa for the absolute. But only is located above Parsa, where there is no, nothing is lacking. When and the part of Kilim is below Parsa, in any case, is on his account, on his own account, because it's his lack. But this is all counts still as is lacking of this partsuf, his debts. And I would like to understand, when we have two conditions, two states, when we have lack in present state, and this is equal to the fulfillment in the upper one, or it's only leading to this fulfillment in the future, as we're saying that there is a direction between the darkness and light. And the answer, the lack in the present state is, and the hisaron and the lack in the future state, this lack is already utilized, because there's two lacks, they completely opposite in their qualities and quantity. And when man really starts to develop his needs from this level, the needs which he really feels, this need goes through klipa to him, and inside of him is rishimo of holiness. But this rishimo of holiness is dressed into klipa, and the man feels the lacking in his fulfillment, enjoyment, and honor, and etc. He doesn't really satisfy with lively pleasures. And when he, in his work, starts to work, he has to really to fix it, this needs gradually start to change. It means the light corrects the kli. And that when, and then he comes to the need in more spiritual quality. He desires, instead of correction in fulfillment, he is not related himself to the presence of the upper one, but to relate to the upper one himself. He wants to be like upper one, and of course then present, he's prepared to give, receive only as a remedies, as a measures to become like him. And the fulfillment of a kli, which was desirable beforehand, and this is, was the whole purpose of all things. Now it's become basically secondary, and the purpose is completely different, is to become like Creator. He changes, of course, the striving, the goal. It's not the same desire. It's not the same desire as before. He comes to realization to utilize completely changed. His direction is totally different this time. And whatever was intention, it become kavanah, and whatever become desire become whatever was kavanah become desire, whatever was desire become kavanah. Totally opposite. So whatever was as a reason for the unit of Creator, it become its preparedness to completely give in to the Creator, in order to feel Him, to become like Him, and to be in total adhesion with Him. So this relationship, the union, is as itself become a purpose to become like Creator. Of course, those changes, when we go through them, they must be more or less in theoretical order to be prepared and be ready for us according to the ascension of ladders of how do I know what sort of states are moving and I have to go through? How do I define those future states? Even for example, I'm not there yet. For example, if I am now in some kind of state, I'm, for example, in some sort of state then in order to really clarify it, to be in it, I need all my factors, all my previous states, my present state, of course, and desirably this state which is above me. And of course, because those these two conditions, they're continuously influencing me, and to know all the factors from above and all the factors from below in relation to the present state, it's called to be in comprehension, in adhesion and attainment of the whole purpose. And during our way, we almost impossible to stay. That's why we have Adam, which is never defined his stages of development. And that's why Klipot is helping us to define them. Paragraph Ayin Resh Bet, and we need to understand through it that seven Malachim and Bina and Zerampin and Malchut, and at the end of each of them have three Echoraim, and it's called the lower part of it. And in Malchut they say, yeah, it's called Nechoshruach Yitzira, and in Yitzira is hands and so forth. So therefore it's adequate to the different part of a body. And you have to understand that the lower part of Klipa in Atzilut is a pure Bria. And the pure in Bria will called impure in the absolute. One more time. You need to understand from it. The seven Malachim, and one below the other categories, Rampin and Malchut, and at the end, each of them comes to the end result, and it's called Achrayim of the lower ones. And then Malchut de Sia, and in different place we need to understand that the lower one is different from upper one, and the upper one called the pure Bria, the Klipa in the upper worlds, and of course they wouldn't be clean for the lower ones, as we learn that the waste of the upper one is the food for the lower ones, and this is how we learn the connection between two. They, in their forms, they're prepared to join each other so strongly that and now we can understand what kind of relationship can be between those different stages of a ladder if all our thoughts, desires and purpose which exist on the lower level, they are really full of conflict for the upper level of existence. Klipa on the upper level becomes like holiness and purity on lower level. Complete opposition in those different levels. And it's not so clear, maybe, because not everybody related to the bestowal, and even though that not everybody in the same process, more or less, of course, as we study before, We descended above Ahim and no Masach, and this is how all the Masachim getting less and lesser. And this opposition, and this is between the worlds, we have nothing to talk about. And between this world, those who exist in this world, till that day, in that feeling of this world, and somebody who already have the spiritual feeling of the other world, so those two worlds, of course, they are completely different nature. The in nature is totally different. It's impossible to express from one state to another. But even though, you know, somebody who really already tried to bring the woman, and it's somebody who's really fulfilled in different stages and levels, they also exist like two separate worlds. It's not like they have different prizes. They really calculate and build the action in likeness of images. But let's say, like in our world, a small child do not understand parent. Rav gives example. There is difficult, of course, to give such example, because the work with a different level of aviyut, it's different because it's different kli, and according to the volume of kli, brings the different level of changes into the system. There is nothing really which can be taken on the board by the lower ones that really helps him for the upper force. So we have a checkup, which is common checkup from zero, say, and to all the intentions, to all the desires, which elevates in next level, and everything, whatever was there before, we didn't take into account, because it's the man who really study, who understand, who really comprehends certain things. He looks like he already grasped something, some kind of idea, thinking in his brain. He starts to understand what is he writes in the Book of Kabbalah. It's all about him. Then all of a sudden he sees that it's all about him. And one day it's all turn over, and then he sees that everything wrong from one side. And through this opposition, through the feeling of reverse, he understands a higher level of this previous letter. And whatever he gains, of course, he really starts to look at things differently through his previous eyes when he was comprehending them in different level, and such a study is related to quite a big things for him. It's before even Machsom, and maybe it can be an example what happened after Machsom. From it, we must understand that the nature of the steps is different, and that's why all those features and differences in which we are continuously, it's basically nothing but obscurity and darkness, lack of understanding. It's the klut mochin, where it's disappearance of mochin. A man becomes like crazy. He starts to lose the lower ones. And there is no customs yet, no habits, so it means that everything needs to be developed again from zero. All this revision have to be revealed. And we need to come back to the level of upper one. And there, things disclose something which never been before. Anyway, it's always difficult to describe how it's all happening in spiritual, in upper world. It's such a big difference between the food and the waste of food in spiritual. But even in our state, below the Machsom, there is a samples, of course, to more precisely talk about it. Iran. At the beginning, the lower ones, Man has to utilize himself in something which where he must understand that this is a waste, and he takes the opinion of Alpha One. What is after this condition, after the lower ones agree to diminish himself before the Upper One? What does he do then? He, Rav says, that the nullification is only a beginning. It's Ibur. Then, of course, Inika and Machin. Then, so what is Inika? The question is, he works in opposite states. He works in state completely opposite to what he has at the moment. He writes Rav here that on all the levels, still growing things, he feels independent, and even to that mid, he feels that he is ready to join the forces of the Creator. Why is such a thing impossible? If he nullified, he's not in union with adhesion yet. Adhesion is means that I'm grasping Upper One and sticking myself to it completely. It means that I exist, which apply the forces in order to be directed to the Upper One. It means that I'm not really responsible for my eye, but what I can do, I can stick to this eye through the same force, the force which can be given to me by one. It like comes through the semen inside of the uterus. What it does, some sort of things. No, it's through the Upper One. It means like in nature. The nature is also inside of the womb, and this is already work. There is no effort here. It's like they said, develop till the 40 days period when the fetus is developed and it's structured, and of course then from above they obtain the first man, and then from Upper One starts some kind of work start happening. Even though it's something happening inside of him, he continues to nullify himself at all the time, and that's why he doesn't really become like a completely separate part of Upper One. And Upper One gives everything to develop a Lower One and preserve him, and of course stay in a stage that he become also nullified before the man. And there is such a system exists. There is a system between the fetus and mother, and they of course nullify one to another and connect one to another when they want, in order to be in a state of such a recognition. It's a truly miracle inside of mother's body. How can it be two completely opposite bodies and they coexist peacefully as one? They connected in such a way. It's a miracle. Question. He in some sort of expectation that Upper One will awaken things in him which he must nullify himself, or he must step forward himself. In fetus there is impossible yet this process, but in Katnut he already can start to make things he wants. And those necessities also, because your question is, to what extent the Lower One really awakened inside of himself something in him, additional needs in order to become like Upper Force. That's what we talk. We're saying that in those measures, we do not talk. The low ones, when he becomes, as we read before in the letter, the Creator elevates him before all the ministers, and he wants to come and join him in his work, and he really arouses the next level, the next condition. He really prays for the work, but this has happened only in one condition, that he really already has a force from the lower level of development as a big man when he really developed, and now he looks for work. And the child doesn't look for work. The child is looking for study. The fetus is developed already on the upper forces, of course, and become like upper force. Yesterday we talked, continue around question, that man feels He feels only the force of resistance when he pushes away. And the question is, this is a danger when he really stopped feeling anything at all. And we know that from the other side, men really need to ask those forces to help him to go through the negative state. So how can it be that man really comes to the state of complete when he really notifies himself, correct himself in this level? What does it mean that he brings on himself internal work? Means that without did it right? No, he has a different definition of positive and negative state, because he is not defining this letters. He doesn't define any negative states at all. Whatever really brings me towards the goal is completely opposite, and he must deliver himself from it and then pay for that. And then it's, of course, the correction comes, and this is the price for it. Of course, he doesn't really count that he's a clown. He's really enjoying it. He's really full of joy that this has happened now with him. And I remember myself and I turned my face into it and I said, give me the sleeping pill, and then I cut myself, because I remember I couldn't even breathe. This is the extent of pain I experienced. And even though I control myself most of the time, I felt how my body think, how my brain think, and go and tell it to the man who doesn't know. He will take a shot of his head off. And then he says, well, look here, cut here, and cut my body, and this will be like crazy man, right? And the thing is that the purpose become such a big deal that the striving for it is the best possible. The forces even less felt in men, such as, for example, men who works in a little store, and he feels that he doesn't really make many efforts. For example, when you're really asking, pass me a stamp, so I'll give you a pen, and you give me a pen, and this pen has cost me 10 copies, and I'm selling it to 20 copies, that 10 times I'm increasing my capital already. I'm counting only what I receive inside of me. When you really pay attention, depends everything what you pay attention for, what you're concentrating on. And then, of course, this is really covering all your effort. Effort itself, you do not what it is, because what it is, no, there is no effort. The effort is completely under the umbrella of intention. What you depict yourself before your eyes as a result of this. For example, I have a holiday now. You know, everybody's really on a holiday, and a lot of people in some kind of traveling arrangement, and they, for example, climbing mountains and those things. They start doing the other thing. The other people start to, for example, construct cars from different parts. They're working really hard, and you look at it, and then you see what this is a holiday. Because he returns from it heavily tired. But in other ways, we simply, for example, go to another extreme. For example, there is some kind of, let's say, hypothetic postman, and he has a work. There is people, for example, which feel the joy. For them, it's going for work and exercise, and he's really enjoying after hard working day have some exercise. Or alternatively, for example, like first place, he's really looking forward to receive some cash when we receive the, of course, present on the place. So it means that this is, can be really as a force, or can be used as a measure. And if man inside of him, he really himself, like Israel, Torah, and Creator as one, the moment he see this smallest shape, and he see it instantly, then of course it's called the work. The work is called, as the self disappear, it become like joy. So it's joy and understanding, comprehension, the perfect. Change it over. Change the heavy work into pleasant adventure, and things will look differently. You can see, as he writes here, then he writes instead of rough, he writes error, for example, and everything changed. And we even didn't come to the low point. The second column, Orpnimi. Seven Malachim under each stage of Bina, Zerampin, Bina, Malchut, and the most important stage is Kilim, Gelgalti, Naim, Rosh, and Hagat, till the level of Chazay and Guv. And underneath there is Kilim, De Acharayim. And this is a half of Bina. And Zerampin and Malchut, they in the Rosh and Guv. And they define as seven Malachim. It means Zion Tachtonot, seven low ones. And as low points of each of them, each of them comes into Haraim, it's called half of Bina. Half of Bina is Rampid Malchut, the Rosh is called by all the and in relation to them, Kilim de Panim is called the important ones. It's called Gar, or the seven first ones. And here we have, unfortunately, we have Istaklut Nimit. We will go to the table of question and answers. No, from the beginning, Rav says, we will go through all the tables of questions. We'll try to clear all the words and questions. The page Bet Lamed Dalet, and this is the questions. The question on the page Bet Lamed Dalet, and the answers on the Bet Mem. The table of questions for the clarification of the words. The first, what is it Arichampin which place in Zer Ampin? What is Arichpampin which is located or discovered in the place Zer Arichampin? In relation to continuous state of the world of Atzilut, Arichampin we will find stays in Nikudim. Why? Because Rosh De'atik took Kurder the Nikodim and the seven lower Deatics are the Nikodim. And Arichampin, and this is seven lower Deatic. Why? Because its place in the Arichampin in Zad the Nikodim, it's called Zad, the seven lower ones. Let's just draw it. And this is Taburov, right? And this is Parsa. Here we have the worlds of Nikudim, Keter, Abba Vaima, and Zon. And one more time. What is Arichampin in place, in Zerampin? In the stage of constant Arichampin, place instead of the Rampin de Nechudin, here it's instead of Zon, Arichampin will be placed. Why? Why? Because here we have Atik. Rav writes Atik. Rosh. It's Rosh. It's Rosh in place instead of Keter in the world of Nikodim. Rosh, Atik, and seven low ones of Atik, Zad the Nikodim. And one more thing, Arichampin. It's Pede Atik, Zad the Atik, and this is Pede Abba Vaima, Rav gives the names. And here is Zad the Nikodim. Arichampin dresses from Pe and low, and that's why it dresses in itself from Pe to the lower units. Is it understood? Now, if no questions, then we will continue. The page Bet Lamed Tet, the second question: what is Ari Hampin and Abba Vaima and Zodek Lipot? What is Ari Hampin and Abba Vaima and Zodek Lipot? Question on the page of Batman. Ari Hampin doesn't exist only on Asiya. Yeah, why? Because Klipot is built only upon the parts of destructions from the souls, and these destructions happen through the broken kilim of Adam Rishon. Until this breakage, they were together in the place of Rishut, the Zonda Salud, and through this dissension, they were corrected all. Of upper ones, and they come as mohin of additional ones, and they have the concept mohin that salute, and they dropped into vak. Somebody who doesn't really remember, who can look in the book of Kabbalah de Matkil, there is all the drawings there, like Bia. All the parts of him comes from Bia, all the Nishamot, when they elevated in Atzilut, then of course the sin of Adam Rishon happens. Why? Because he thought that he already cleaned up everything and he will set and send everything with him, as in case of the world of Nicodem, as a result of and Bia descend below, and Adam Rishon broken this parsuf, and then of course Bia leads to and as a result of it, the impure klipa took place. And when Bia in the world of Atzilut, they were in Aharayim, Kilib de Aharayim, I believe the upper ones, and Ari Hampin, like Atzilut. And they, of course, they fulfill the absolute, those lower parts. What is absolute lacking? Absolute is, of course, part of Gilgal Deinayim. It's there, himself. So it means that the world of absolute, give it advantage, they elevated an absolute, it's called Yeshut. Habdariya, and this is what comes when the world of Bia comes to the world of Atzilut. They fulfill and complete Leva Evan, and with everything, whatever they can to provide to the Atik. And that's why Kilim de Acharayim, they like Kilim de Acharayim here for the Garde Atzilut. And through it, Garde Atzilut receives additional Mahin. Like Machachma. That's why in Bria there is a second Masach of second stage, which continue with the Abba Vayim of upper ones, which capable to of dressing in Garda Ari Hampin of Yetzera. And there is Masach of the third level exists there, which is Mohin Deak, Habdasiya, was Masach de Malchut, which was continued the Malchut Dehia, the traumatic. And after they get corrupted through the, of course, dissension, and they are dropped under the parts of the Fips, and all the Mohin get lost. And Garde Abba Vayima lost, and instead of, even though Mohin Desak still were present, they were incapable of dressing into the Garde their champion. And of course, there is no illumination of Abba during the time of dissension, and that's why Mohin Desak de Bria defines they are not having Chazé and Lapa, only from Abba to the, and that's why it's all measured from Chazé and up, and It's all drop into Klipa, which in related to Parzufim, they were built and it's the same thing where Mohen de Ark existed. It's the same at Kilim de Haraim were existing there, and now only Vak with a Rosh in them. And they drop into Klipa in relation to the world of Yetzira. And from this, I have the world of Asiyah, which they have when they lived in the world of Atzilut, in stage of Yechida, and of course there's Hivim in stage of Yechida, and now all we need to do. They brought you to the highest level. Look, they really support you as a Haraiah. And they drop themselves from this level, and only Gimel, only life force stay in them. And nothing by Gimel to Gimel stay in them, and that's why they. All the measures of it, the level of Yehida dropped into level of Klipot, and that's why Klipai, the world of Asiyah, is the strongest one. And the question here, how much we elevated, then of course the less Klipai, not at all. The most horrible Klipai in Israel. And the really, the peculiar details on which a man really check himself, and they are really on the thickness of a hair. When the Creator really tickle the righteous through the it's not what it was before, of course, but the strongest one which can be in Klipa, the place like it's then become obvious that all the Bira have four Partsufim, and in the world of Etzera they have five Partsufim from Arichampin and below, and in the world of Asiya they have six Partsuf from Atik and lower, and this is the rule. Because the upper one includes everything which is below the lower ones. Why? Because in light nothing really happened besides mistakes, and the dropped below in the Erechampin. Also in Asiyah there is a stage of Yechida from Atik, meaning that Nitzasim of Kilim Acharayim, which used those lights, but God forbid the light itself. Rav says that we will wait a second. We always talk as a law that in upper force, upper world, there is a reverse order of things. That's why whatever is there, it's kind of like turns itself over in this world. So it means that, is that the reverse order, asked Gilad. Rav says, yes. Of course, the biggest clipboard in the world of Asiyah. And this brought me to the second degree of concealment here, because there is very difficult to see holiness in this world. And Yetzirah is less, and in Briah, the disclosure of reward and punishment. And after once is already a disclosure of life, and through the Creator, of course, comes only love to my way, and and they dress the world of Bria, dress on it. And here, Rav writes that Adam exists. I don't really want to depict the man. It's a spiritual term, of course, first of all.
Yechas Abore.
It's Gemara Tikkun, the final correction is the same thing. And of course, if man you see through all the worlds a relationship, and then he elevates in the world of Yetzirah, and then he stays there and starts to feel it. What I'm trying to say here is that everything depends on man. Where he is dependent on him. And counting on it, of course, through this concealment, through this difficult time, this is how he really reveals, how he really defines things, how he understands nature surrounding him. That's why here we have relationship between creator and creation. It's Havaya, it's complete Havaya. There is nothing else exists because we love each other unconditionally. And man, in relation to it, acquire kilim in such a way that the concealed kilim comes his way, and then of course he open them and reveal them, and of course in this world, and he starts to really laugh at it. And this is a second degree concealment, and this is the first degree, and this is the second degree concealment, this is the reward and punishment, and this is love. And to extend that love is independent or dependent, of course. It comes to Gemar Tikkun, and this is the Gemar Tikkun. Gemar Tikkun. It means that do not have any boundaries. Something which separates, conceals. And this is the different level of adhesion. It's pretty much quite simple. All we need to do is to really make it evenly clear where is Klipa, where is Dusha, balance all these forces in man, and how to balance it, and depends how to balance it, this is how the progress is dependent on, how much he's advancing. Therefore, in relation to it, and the second degree and first degree concealment, reward and punishment, what klipa comes from what level, from which concealment is dependent. And this is how he goes through them as well, depends. In the world of Asiya, for example, he has Atik, and here Arihampin, and this is Abavaima, this is nothing here. In measure of he feels klipa, he feels of course the strengths of disclosure, or he feels reward and punishment. It's also kind of different degree of concealment, but we will talk about it many times. We need to work on it more. We will come back to it tomorrow in the lesson. Most important to understand that it's inside, it's the same force, it's the same creator which related to us in different it's called Yahavaya, do not change. It means that the infinite connection which doesn't change, and everything men see depending on dressing, what the clothes, of course, they conceal the relation of creator to the governing of creature. It's basically a relationship between two of them. Is it questions? No? No questions? Good. Iran. If I would have come to the surgery, and wouldn't feel anything, what would you feel? What do you mean wouldn't feel anything? Would have stayed in the hospital. I wouldn't feel the pain. The Rav says, if I wouldn't feel the pain, I wouldn't really have to go to the hospital. I would have run away from it. You have to understand that, first of all, you understand that you need the operation. And secondly, you understand there is no other choice to treat yourself. And then, of course, ask yourself, what is the purpose of my life? You don't come to Kabbalah from a really good life. Those questions are quite painful. You don't have really question what to do with yourself. And the man is in crisis, and until you will disclose that something really necessary for you, this is positive and will bring you a completeness, a reward, of course everything depends on your appraisal, how to really reverse the difficult work into a fantastic and incredibly interesting adventure. Okay, we really need to have a vacation kind of mood. We need to be free from desire to receive. Okay, it's the same word. We move to the third part of a lesson.